That's good singing right there. They'd charge you for that in Nashville. Amen. Thank God. He's living again. Take your Bible to Matthew chapter number 28 this morning. We'll do our best to get you out of here in a timely manner, but we want to mind him this morning. It always amazes me how the days that are supposed to be totally surrounded around our Savior, like Christmas and like Easter, get so overcrowded and overshadowed with everything else. We'll spend more time today doing all the other activities that go along with Easter than we will worshiping Him. Am I right about it? I ain't getting on you this morning, I'm stating a fact. Amen. 4th of July, you know what the focus is? 4th of July. Is that right? All the other holidays, the focus is the holiday. But on the greatest two holidays in the world, the devil has given us all these other things to distract and pull us away. So while I've got you, just for a few minutes, by the way, the doors are locked and you cannot get out. Amen. I'm just teasing if the fire marshal's listening. Amen. But while I've got you for a few minutes, we're not going to talk about rabbits nor eggs. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Or grandma's house or none of that other stuff. We're going to talk about him. Amen. Just for a few minutes this morning, I want to talk about the greatest day in human history. The greatest day in human history. Somebody said, well, the greatest day in human history would have to be Christmas. Close. Christmas was a great day, the birth of our Savior. But if all we had was a birth, we'd be in trouble. For this whole package to come together and work, He had to leave heaven and come to earth, but He had to go to Calvary and die. But not only did He have to leave heaven and come to earth, not only did He have to go to Calvary and die, He had to rise again. A dead God can't save anybody. Amen. A dead God can't hear anybody's prayer. Amen. Old Buddha's in the ground. Old Muhammad's in the dirt this morning. Amen. He's worm food. That's all he is. You say, I'm offended. Well, I'm sorry if the truth hurts. But Jesus is alive and well this morning. Amen. We have some great days that we celebrate in history. Like the 4th of July. I love the 4th of July. If you're anti-America, leave. I still love her, amen? I love my country. I love that flag. I love that flag too, but I still love that flag. Something happens inside of me when I see it unfurled and I hear them sing the Star Spangled Banner. That does something to me. Amen. It stirs my soul, boy, to be thankful that I am an American. July the 4th, 1776, in that little building, I forgot, the Independence Hall there in Philadelphia. But they sat down and those men signed that Declaration of Independence. And you know what that did? That signified my freedom to worship the Lord just like I'm doing here today. Did you know when they boarded those ships and left England, a freedom to worship God was one of the main reasons they left? Amen. And now there are those in America that would love to strip that freedom away. But I'm going to exercise it as long as I've got breath in my body. Amen. That is a great day, and we ought to celebrate that every year. Amen. We ought to celebrate the 4th of July. It's a great victory in America. Then we have days that represent great defeat in our country. D-Day, the day the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. We have 9/11, where the planes crashed into the Twin Towers and into the Pentagon and in the Pennsylvania field. We have those days. But the greatest day in human history is Easter. Resurrection Day. The greatest day in our history as human life, as we know it, is the day Christ arose from the grave. Amen. Can you imagine how defeated the disciples felt? All their hopes, all their dreams of the Messiah, gone. Can you imagine the looks on their faces when they got to the tomb? Amen. Can you imagine that when they realized that he was not there, that he had risen? Amen. He told them women, said, go tell his disciples that he's alive. Amen. Woo. I think they got in a hurry about it, don't you? Matthew chapter number 28, we want to look at a few things about what we call Easter or Resurrection Sunday. I like Resurrection Sunday better. Amen? Because you got Easter clothes, and you got Easter baskets, and you got Easter eggs, and you got Easter candy, but I ain't never heard of a resurrection basket. Amen? I ain't never heard of a resurrection egg or a resurrection suit or a resurrection candy. I ain't never heard of a resurrection bunny. I ain't never heard of that. Amen. So when we use that term resurrection, it can only be aimed at one. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. When we say Resurrection Sunday, you know we're talking about him and nobody else. Why? Because nobody else done it. Amen. I want us to look at the miracle of that first Easter, that first Resurrection Sunday. Look at verse number 1. I may need my glasses. Matthew chapter 28. The Bible said, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. The miracle of the resurrection. The miracle, the greatest miracle in all the world, is the miracle of Christ being risen from the dead. He said he laid his life down, but he had power to take it up again. The most powerful thing that's ever happened in the history of mankind was the day that Jesus arose from the grave. Do you understand what a miracle it is that we serve a risen Savior? That he is alive, that he is well, that he does still hear our prayers? That is a miracle. But oh, how we major on others and minor on that one. Some of my charismatic friends, I ain't kicking them this morning, just being honest. They major on deaf ears being open, lame legs being healed, arthritis taken away. Hey, God does those things. I am not a critic of healing. Boy, it got quiet in here. I never said I could do it. I never said they could do it. Oh, but he can do it. Amen. We shouted over Sister Donna's health being better this morning. When Ashley came back with a clear bill of health from the cancer doctor, we shouted and ran laps around this place. Oh, was that a great miracle? Sure it was. But without this miracle on Easter Sunday, none of these others would even be possible. Some of you are still married to your spouse. That's a miracle. Come on, talk to me, men. That's a miracle. Yes, sir. Me and Sister Angie make it to December, be 27 years. That's a miracle. Mm-hmm. We sing a song in the choir at White Oak. Brother Todd, you may have to help me. It said, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? Where would I be? We get to experience all these other little byproduct miracles of the greatest miracle, and that's the fact that, hey, he is alive this morning. Amen. Listen now, I don't want to upset Jason or nobody, but I went by the graveyard the other day, and I went there, and I just sat there and just remembered Brother Jay. I miss him as much as I've ever missed anybody, I guess, that's left me in this walk of life. I miss that man. And I talked to him like a fool. I'm not making light of Brother Jay's death. Lord knows that. But he didn't hear me. Amen. I stood there at the foot of his grave, and I can't sing worth a lick, so I won't impose upon you. Do you know what I sang? I stood there and sang, ain't no grave gonna hold this body down. Woo! Because of this miracle resurrection, Brother Jay's going to have a miracle resurrection. And I stood there, Stacy, and I clapped my hands, and I said, glory to God, I'm talking to dirt right now, but one day I'll talk face to face, and I'll see him again. Why? Because Christ arose. I said, because Christ arose, the greatest miracle known to mankind is that Christ was risen from the dead. Amen. I was kind of hoping while I was standing there singing that the Lord said, somebody go get Jay Bice. Just let him go over and look at this idiot dancing on his grave. Amen. But I got there and I was sad for a little while and having a little pity party in what I miss. But then I just started to get happy in what heaven gained. And it was all possible because of this miracle of the resurrection. Amen. Amen. Wow. You see, because he resurrected, you and I can resurrect. Amen. Did you know I'm going to resurrect twice? Already got one under my belt. Amen. Yeah. Ephesians chapter 2 said, in you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. You see, the day I got saved, that was a resurrection from the dead. When we go in this baptistry up here after somebody's saved, stay with me now. That is a picture of what Jesus did. Yeah. Amen. Amen. The death, burial, and resurrection. Amen. And because he lives, I get to live. He said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. He said, y'all sure are loud because we got it abundantly. We ain't got that little dabble, do you? This ain't dippity-do salvation. Amen. We got the whole thing, brother and sister. I'm talking about when we called on the Lamb of God, the Holy Ghost took up abode in our heart. Yes, we are full of the Spirit of God this morning. That's why we're alive. Amen. You say, I just don't agree with all that. Well, they called them first disciples, they called them sons of thunder. I ain't never heard quite thunder of you. Amen. We're rejoicing because of this great miracle. There was a miracle. There was a miracle that took place that day. Amen. Look at verse number five. Verse number five. I want you to see the message of Easter. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. I love this. He is not here. In our vernacular, we'd say he ain't home. Amen. Amen. He can't come to the door right now. He ain't here. Amen. He is not here, for he is risen, as the Lord said, come, see the place where the Lord lay, watch now, and go quickly, and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. Here's the message of Easter. Here's the message. The miracle is that he arose. Here's the miracle. Here's the message. He's alive. He's alive. Amen. I told a little old boy yesterday, I've been looking for him all morning. I just knew he'd be here and bring me a hamburger. He was cooking on his grill. And I slid up in there beside him. I said, man, that's a smelling good. I said, you got extra? He said, yeah, hang around. And I got to talking to him, got to talking about the Lord and invited him to come to church this morning. He said, y'all having an Easter service? I said, no, man, we're going to have a blowout. He said, what you talking about? I said, man, he's alive, and we're going to publish it, and we're going to let Villarica know, and we're going to let Carrollton know, and we're going to let Douglasville know, and we're going to let Temple know, and we're going to let Dallas know. Hey, he is alive this morning. Amen. Now, here's the question. Is he alive to you? Now, if you know your Bible at all, was Jesus alive? Come on. He was alive in body. Wasn't just a spirit floating around. Hey, they could touch him and feel him. He was alive, wasn't he? And to those who saw him, oh man, their minds were blown away. But there was one who was absent. His name was Thomas. They told Thomas, said, hey, Thomas, you ain't going to believe it. Jesus just appeared in the middle of the room where we was. And we got to hang out with him a while. Thomas, you ain't going to believe it. He said, I don't believe it. Now listen, Thomas heard the message, but Jesus was not alive to him. Jesus was not alive to Thomas. To Thomas, Jesus was still laying in a borrowed tomb. To Thomas, Jesus was still just the crucified Christ of Calvary, not the risen King. Why? Because he chose not to believe. So Christ is either alive to you this morning or he is dead to you this morning. Might I say to me and my close friends, he's alive to us this morning. I remember when he was dead to me. Mm-hmm. I can remember. I knew about him. I heard the message. I heard the message. I heard Charles William preach it half my life. Amen. I heard some of the greatest men of God in America preach it. But he was dead to me. Verbally, I would have even said, I believe. But in my heart, I had never accepted it. Are you listening? Here's what Thomas said about the message. They took him the message, but he wouldn't accept it. Just hearing the message is not enough. You have to do something with it. And you know what the Lord did? The Lord realized his faithlessness. He said, I won't believe unless I touch his side. Amen. Is that right? Amen. You know what Jesus did? He appeared unto him again. Yeah. I believe for Thomas. Yeah. Ain't you glad we serve a God of a second chance? Amen. You know what Jesus could have said? He could have said, go on, old doubting Thomas, and die and go to hell. Yeah. Go on, have it your way, buddy. That's the way the world wants to do, just stand in judgment over everybody else. But not Jesus. I'm glad he's gracious, and I'm glad he's passionate. I'm glad he said, I got to go by and let old Thomas see for himself, get it through his thick head that I am alive. Yes, sir. And Jesus said, come here, Thomas, put your hand in here. Touch me, he said. Feel me. I'm glad on New Year's Eve he came by, and he didn't say, touch me. But he touched me. Yeah. Amen. I'm glad at my mother-in-law's house, I was sitting in a little straight back rocking chair picking a guitar. The Lord out of heaven said, I got to go by. I got to go by. Was it 101 Lawrence Road? Is that it? I got to go by 101 Lawrence Road. There's an old boy. He's heard the message. He's heard the message. And he's heard the message. But he has not yet received it. Yeah. And the Lord touched my heart. And I knew in my spirit that was it, Brother Freddie. It's now or never. And I became truly acquainted with the King of Kings. Hey man, I not only no longer just knew about him, I knew him. Woo! It was a personal relationship. Have you trusted the message yet? We believe the miracle. You do, or you wouldn't be sitting here this morning. Hey man, you believe he's alive. You say, well, I'm kind of agnostic. Bull-loney. That's a Greek word that says that means that won't wash. You let an agnostic or an atheist see a car veer over into their lane. Yes, sir. Yeah. Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Who? Yeah. Well, hey, you don't never hear that crowd holler, oh, Buddha. Come on, y'all, help me now. No, it's oh, God. Every time, oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ. Woo-hoo. Yeah, they know. They know. There's something inside of every one of us that knows there's a God and that knows he's alive. And there's a part of us that fears his judgment, every one of us. Amen. But have you received that message this morning? There was the miracle of Easter. There was the message of Easter. Now I want you to look at verse number 8 and see the manifestation of that resurrection. Sunday. The Bible said, and they departed quickly from the sepulcher and with fear and great joy. Now, I kind of like that. With fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. Huh, with fear and great joy. Those two don't really go together, do they? Oh, but they do. When I ran to Calvary, I was feared for my life. When I beat on Brother Jay's door in the middle of the night and we bowed down under that pine tree in that front yard where I got saved, I was scared to death. I did not want to die and go to hell. There was fear involved. But there was joy that there was hope. There was joy that there was a place I could run to. Hey man, this is new ground for these people. They're not knowing what to expect. Amen. So with fear and great joy, they lit out to go tell them. Amen. And verse number 9 said, and as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Wow, isn't that something? Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. I got a little bit ahead of myself a while ago, but it's one thing to hear about the miracle and even believe the miracle. It's one thing to hear about the message of Easter. But boy, when it's manifest in your life, when it's manifest in your life, then it makes the difference. Then it makes the difference. They had heard he was alive, but now they've seen that he's alive. Do you remember the day? Come on, somebody have church with me this morning. Do you remember the day when the Lord saved you? Amen. And somewhere in your heart you even wondered if he would. Everything you'd done, everywhere you'd been, all the old filthy sin in your life, you come crawling up to the foot of Calvary, and there Jesus saved your soul and for the first time became really, really real in your life. Amen. You know what? I believe if I can talk you out of your salvation, you ain't got it. Kind of a bold statement. I don't try to make anybody doubt their salvation, but really, if I can talk you out of it, you ain't got it. Because ain't nothing ever greater happened in your life than the Son of God manifesting himself in your heart. Amen. You can't forget that. I don't care what you let pile in. Listen, I agree, there are days I don't feel saved. There's days I feel as lost as a golf ball in high weeds. But I know I ain't. You know what I can do? I can get in that Toyota truck, and I can drive to Mulberry Rock Road, and I can pull down that driveway. I'm trespassing on them people's land, and I can walk up under that pine tree and say, right there. Right there, smutty face, I got in. Yeah. And as far as I know, I ain't been kicked out. Can I get a witness? If God ever manifests himself in your heart, you ain't forgot it. Oh, it may have a bunch of junk piled in on top of it, but you ain't forgot it. Amen. I've talked to men standing in their doorways with beer in their hand. Tear run down their face. I know I ain't doing right, preacher. But know I'm saved. I've heard preachers preach against that and say, all right, that can't be. Some of you know better, don't you? If you've ever really been saved, no matter how much you backslide, you still know you got it. You may have to go back to the book and get some reassurance. Hey, you may need the devil preached out of you from time to time, but you know you got it. Because one night, one day, one hour, Jesus got real to you. Is he real to you this morning? Verse 11 and 15, and I'm almost done, I think. Verse number 11. I want to look at the misinformation about Easter. The Bible said, now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priest all the things that were done. And when they asked, when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while he slept. Do you know they're still lying about him? Did you know that? They're still lying about it. Because I don't want to make nobody mad this morning, but I really don't care if you do. When we were out visiting yesterday, we went into one subdivision, and by the time we got through, my wife had a handful of pamphlets from the Jehovah's Witness. And you know what they had on the cover? Brother Fred, you ain't got one in your pocket, do you? We were picking them up. We were taking them out of people's doors and putting ours in there. Why? Because it was a lie on the cover. Hey, here we go, Brother Jason. Thank you, brother. Look what they got. I'm just gonna stay here a minute, I promise. Just hold on. If you don't like it, don't come back, but I'm going to tell you the truth. Look now. Look what they've got. They've got Jesus with the crown of thorns on his head headed to Calvary. They don't believe he's the Messiah, friend. They think he was just a good man. Well, it got quiet in here. The Mormons believe he was Joseph's brother. I mean, Satan's brother. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of misrepresentation about the Lord, isn't there? There's a lot of misinformation about the Lord. Hey, we better get in the Bible and we better get it right. I said, we better get in the Bible. Hey, I don't care what Grandma said. I don't care what Grandpa said. God love them. If they were wrong, they were wrong. Well, if this is just how I was raised, find that in the Bible. Just go with whatever you've been taught. We better get in the book and get it right. Amen. We don't want no misinformation about the Lord. We're trying to give you the right thing this morning. He is alive and he's well. And he's still a savior of lost souls. Amen. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Listen, don't get mad at me, please, but it don't mention riding a bicycle in his book. Are we all right? You know what it does mention? Ask and believe. That's what it mentions. Believe what? Believe what? Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it, what is it? The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation, the Jew first and also the Greek. There we go. You say, preacher, can it be that simple? It's that simple. When I knelt in Jay Bice's front yard 25 years ago, 26 years ago, boy, I'm getting old. I hadn't been to Bible school. I didn't have to learn a sinner's prayer. You know what I said? I believe I said something like, help. Help, Lord, I don't want to die and go to hell. If you can forgive somebody like that, please come into my heart. I couldn't even quit praying. I started going, woo, woo. Boy, nothing ever felt so good in my life. All that sin, all that weight of that sin, just lived life. Salvation is not a complicated thing. It's just an accept it or reject it. Don't let nobody feed you no lying about the Lord. You look at him, you ain't got to have a whole lot of Bible. You can say, hey, I read Matthew 28. I read what Mary said. Last thing she ever said, whatever he says to do, do it. Amen. Don't let nobody misinform you about him. Then verses 16 through 20, and we're done. He said, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. We saw the miracle of the resurrection. We saw the message, the manifestation, the misinformation, but then there was the mandate of the resurrection. You know what the church's job is? One of our members was telling me, be careful. One of our members was telling me this morning about a function they went to yesterday, an Easter egg hunt. And it was at a church. And there were scores and scores of people there. Not one gospel tract was handed out. Not one thing was mentioned about the Savior. It was just an Easter egg hunt. Shame on American pastors. Amen. You say, you believe it's not right to have an Easter egg hunt? I don't care. You can at least put a gospel tract in a basket and say, this is why we're here. This is what we represent. We have a mandate. He did not say, go ye into all the world and hide Easter eggs. He did not say that. Hiding Easter eggs is just a fun activity. But the mandate is the gospel of Christ. Amen. talk about a prize egg. Put the gospel in that bad boy. Amen. Be the prize, wouldn't it? Amen. We have a mandate. Hey, we're serious about it around here. We're going to preach the gospel. And we're not just going to do it in here. We're going to take it outside. And we're going to take it to our community. Why? Because they need to know that He's alive. They need to know that He still saves old sinners. They need to know that they need not die and go to hell. That heaven can be their home. Because that first resurrection Sunday, Christ arose. Let's stand to our feet. Ashley, will you and Todd and Elizabeth come back and sing a little more? Listen, while they're coming to get ready to sing.
If you don't mind, could you just bow your heads with us this morning? We'll be out of here in just a moment. But if you could just bow your head and close your eyes, ain't nobody looking around. Won't come to you, won't embarrass you for nothing. We just want to pray for you. I wonder if somebody here would say, "Preacher, I've heard the message, but it's never really manifest in my heart." In other words, "Preacher, I've heard about Jesus and I know what today's about, but I've never really trusted Him as my Savior. If I died right now today, I'm not sure I'd go to heaven. And preacher, if you can be sure, I'd sure like to get that settled in my heart. Please pray for me. I promise I won't come to you or embarrass you, and I won't have nobody else come to you. But we're not going to drag you to the altar. We just want to pray for you. And so, preacher, I'm not sure that I'm saved. Just slip up your hand. You can slip it up and put it right back down. Anybody. Preacher, I don't want to die and go to hell. Please, please pray for me. I need this risen Savior in my life, in my heart. Anybody this morning. You can just slip it up and put it right back down. I wonder if there's somebody who'd say, "Preacher, I know I'm saved. Without a shadow of a doubt, I know heaven's my home. But boy, I've let some stuff creep in. I ain't where I ought to be. Oh, how I need to get closer to that risen Savior again. Preacher, pray for me." Just slip your hand up. Hands all over His house. God bless you. Thank you for being honest. Father, as we come to you again in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for a good day. Lord, that we can just rally around the fact that we serve a risen Savior. Lord, we're thankful that you're alive to hear and answer our prayers. Lord, we thank you for these dear people who have took some time out of their day-to-day to be with us. And Lord, we pray that the message of Easter would get real in their heart. Lord, don't let anybody leave here today lost. Lord, don't let any of us leave here today backslidden, God. If we need to get right, help us to get right. If we need to get closer, help us to get closer. Lord, if our faith is weak, strengthen it. Lord, if it's courage we need, grant it. Father, please just meet the needs of every individual in this room. Lord, I know you can do it for a church as a whole, but God, you can do it to every individually at the same time. Have your way in this altar call. We'll thank you. We'll give you glory, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.